Now then, we've seen how science works, and then a bit about how the media works. But you know what? It's quite a big investment, isn't it? From start to finish, this could take years. So why do we do it?
It becomes quite obvious as to why science when you look back at all the advances that have happened. So I'm Tom Zeeson. I'm in the Engaging Science team at Wellcome Trust.
I was interested to talk to Tom about Wellcome because, well, it provides science funding for thousands of people across the world. It's not a government body. It's a charity and thus has no obligations to do so. Why, then, does it? Well, it starts with a chap called Sir Henry Wellcome,
who was an American marketeer. He was born in the Midwest and from an early age was trying to sell products to friends and family. I started out selling Invisible Ink, I think was his first
Invisible Ink,
which was basically just lemon juice. So that was, I think he was 16 when he started that. And he came over to the UK in the 1880s to found the Wellcome Foundation. And Henry Wellcome was always very interested in the art and science of healing through the ages. Henry died in 1936, and in his will, he set up the Wellcome Trust.
Because I think what's quite different about Wellcome is that most people get their funding from big research bodies from the government, so EPSRC, STFC, whereas Wellcome sits in this unusual sort of framework.
Yes, that's right. So we are a very large funder of research that's non-government. We're independent. We're not unique in that respect. But our funding supports currently over 14,000 people in more than 70 countries.
Mm-mm. And I suppose that brings me on to my next question. I wonder, why science? Why should science be put on a pedestal among all the other things that this money could be used for?
Actually, Wellcome Trust is not just interested in science. We're interested in all kinds of research related to health and well-being. But coming back to your question of why do we play science such an important part of what we do, it's because we think that science is a great way of giving us insights into the way the world works, the way we work. It becomes quite obvious as to why science, when you look back at all the advances that have happened since 1936 or since the sort of scientific revolution and the improvements that's made to health and well-being.
But arguably, it's not always been used for good things. I'm thinking the Haber-Bosch process was used by the Nazis as a poisonous gas in the Holocaust. And then there's nuclear weapons. You've painted a very rosy picture of the use of science there.
Yes. I mean, I think anything can be used for bad purposes as well as good purposes. That's not really a problem with science. That's a problem with humanity. And I don't think science is a force for good or evil. It's a way of understanding the world, understanding what the potential there is there. But hopefully the majority of uses for it are beneficial.
And I mean, I suppose the other side of this is that science has enabled populations to grow. It's enabled us to develop cars, which then produce lots of greenhouse gases. And I read this great quote that man has survived millennia without science, but may not survive a mere two centuries of science with all these problems in some ways we're creating for ourselves, if that makes sense.
it does make sense. I think it's a very pessimistic view of the world. But there's no question that there are problems related to scientific developments. There are more people around. They're living longer and using more resources. They're also happier, healthier, and able to sort of enjoy lives that wouldn't have been possible prior to science.